From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Governor Brian Kemp showed his support of Georgia farmers and timber growers by signing 8 bills into law pertaining to agriculture and forestry. Georgia Farm Bureau hosted the bill signing in Macon, where Bureau President Tom McCall thanked the legislators who wrote and introduced these bills and got them passed through the Georgia legislature. Senate Bill 247, which updates how state commodity commissions can communicate with producers, was among those bills Kemp signed. U.S. red meat exports reached record levels in March, with pork and beef each posting the highest monthly value ever, reaching a combined total of nearly $1.6 billion. Pork exports also set a new volume record at nearly 295,000 metric tons, despite shipments to China and Hong Kong being lower year over year. Beef exports topped $800 million for the first time in March, fueled by solid growth in South Korea and a surge in exports to China. Produce truck rates are up 70% or more compared with a year ago, and industry sources say relief may not be coming anytime soon. ThePacker.com reports in the USDA's fruit and vegetable truck rate report for May 4th, truck shortages were noted in Nogales, Arizona, all of California, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, and Central Washington. Slight shortages were noted in Georgia, Oregon, Idaho, South Texas, and Washington's Columbia Basin. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.